We must ask the question constantly, does this action make the gospel more intelligible or less intelligible? Peter's action was making the gospel less intelligible. So he was not walking in line with the gospel. I've used the example from parenting. Your kid sins and you say, I cannot believe you would do that. Does that make the gospel more intelligible or less intelligible? Less. Your child sins, you say, I'm not surprised you would do that at all because you're a sinner. And God's put me in your life to teach you what sin is and show your need of Christ. That makes the gospel more intelligible. But comprehensively, that's the way we're to work it through in our lives. You see, when you're thinking about God in Christ and this gospel as primary, you're not thinking about in selfish, self-protecting ways and how you will look. All of our problems ultimately flow from a failure to walk in line with the gospel. Hear me today. You are not called to fix everything. You are not called to control the things around you. You are called to walk, to plod in line with the gospel. And success is faithfulness in doing that. Jesus is Lord, you're not, and that's a good thing.